Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, amen. See, the church is as important as the individuals. So we are all important. The church is as important as the individuals. So don't disdain anyone. We don't disdain anyone in church. Sad for those who disdain people, but they honor things. Sad for those who disdain people, but they honor best sound system, big cathedrals, big, what do we have? A golden pulpit? No. We honor people. People. Say people. Jesus did not die for things. He died for men. Okay? So the boast of Jesus is in men, not in things. The boast of Jesus is in men, okay? It's not in things, not in things. Not in things. That is why everyone plays a vital part in giving and receiving. You play a vital part in giving and receiving. Do you know that your receiving is as vital as giving? Are you with me? If the man of God is ready to give and you are not in a place to receive, something is missing. It's just like the current flow in an electrical circuit. If there's generator, so much power, but there is no gadgets to receive the power, everything is waste. That means as there is input, there must be what? Output. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians 12 from verse 13. I love us to read this like a symposium. Verse is that? No, I don't like missing anyone in service. It affects me. 1 Corinthians 12. So we read this like a symposium like or something like that. So you read verse 13 to your neighbor. You read 14 to you. So pick a neighbor. Come on. Pick a neighbor. Face a neighbor. So when you read 13 to a neighbor, to your neighbor, you allow him to read the 14 to you, okay? So you read 13. So you decide who is going first, okay? Let everyone have a neighbor. Don't worry, we're yet to start. Come on, someone go and sit down. That thing is not working. Okay. Are you ready? Are you ready? Come on. Thank you. Okay, are you ready? Okay, so read 13, one to go. For by one spirit are we all baptized, one body. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, amen. Okay, the other part, read 14. The other, yes? Because I am not the hand, I am not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? Yes, the other part? Read the other one to your neighbor, yes? Keep quiet, let the neighbor speak. Yes, next verse. Yes, the other part, yes? Yes, come on. Many members, yet, but 21, come on. I have. 22, come on. Those members of our body which seems to be more feeble, necessary. Yes, 23. Members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon this bestow more abundant honor, and our comely parts have more 24, come on. For comely parts have no need, but God has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part. Hold on. That means that is telling you that even people that we think that they are actually deficient in church, let me say God has bestowed how many honor upon them? Much honor. Do you know why? Without them, the teaching ministry would be a fable. Are you with me? If all of you are word men, then why am I here? Praise God. Next verse, come on. That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care. One. Okay, together let's read 26 and 27 without stopping. One to go. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ and members. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say we are as vital as individuals. I do my best in this place. That's why I so much love that youngish show style of church that says church should actually be in cells, in sizable. You understand? Let me tell you the truth. The reason a lot of people run to some, not all of them, the reason why a lot of people run to some so-called big churches is so that they can what? Just hide in the crowd so that they can shield themselves from giving and receiving. Are you with me? Say church is about giving and receiving. Say as I'm coming to church, I have the mindset of giving and receiving. Of course, you understand, I'm not talking about giving and receiving money, although that may be part, but you have a mindset of getting blessed and what? Blessing, getting blessed, and blessing others. Thank you. Praise God. That's why blessing others is not just the work of the pastor. If you study that 1 Corinthians 14 very well, you see that the pastor is just more of a coordinator to coordinate how the blessings are being shared so that my people at my right hand, the people at the right hand side of God, they will not be more blessed and people on the left hand side of God. Praise God. So that even the people at the center side of God can also be blessed. Amen. Are you with me, brethren? So that is why I said all that to say this. Your mind is vital. The state of your mind is vital. I cannot overemphasize this mind thing. The state of your mind towards church is vital. Very vital. Don't be casual about spiritual things. Don't allow wandering thoughts. Take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? With all shall we be clothed? After all these things do the Gentiles seek. Make the kingdom of God your priority. That means make spiritual things your priority. Then all other pursuits can follow. Your mind is key. See, your mind is key. Everything we are saying in this place, do you know why I'm emphasizing this so much? It's because once you insulate God from your mind, what does that happen? God cannot use you. Forget it. Pray in tongues, do everything. Once you insulate God from your mind, remember the issue of the men in rebellion, as they did not think it to retain God where? In their mind. Where do you retain God? In their mind. Like I was telling people, it's just rebel. The man that gave you 24 hours in a day, right? He deserves just a part of it. Doesn't he? I think he does. As they did not think it worthy to retain, and God is not actually asking for too much. He said in Matthew 11, he said, for my yoke is easy, Matthew 11, 28, and my burden is what? Is light. It's actually light. That's why he said, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest to your soul. See, when you put your mind on things, you only find trouble. You only find restlessness. But putting your mind, settling your mind in Christ, you will find rest. I will emphasize that more in the second sermon. So don't allow things. That is why I begged you. Since I sell without, I don't need your apology. Or I didn't know need your good face. I didn't need to like me for you to hear this. There are some channels that is not okay for a Christian. For a Christian, not even a minister. What are you doing with Z word? Where they are speaking another language. They are not, somebody else is now interpreting. Kote, kote, kote. And all the stories is always the same thing. Babe, boo, marry me, I won't marry you. This just some funny story that even in Yoruba land, we have better stories. But in your culture, it's better for you to pick your Alawiye. Sorry, what do you, Igbo guys, sorry, I have to start learning Igbo right now. No, I've been learning some Igbo so that I should not schism in the body, right? So very soon you start hearing me. Good man, thank you. So very soon you start hearing some Igbo proverbs. Very soon, the one I learned, I've forgotten. Okay, so especially let me just say it this way. Majorly, when you see something that is serious, you know the meaning. When you are serious, sit down there. How many hours? 24. It's also under serious. God needs your mind. That's the issue. And most of us, we are still trying to gain stability in the ministry. We are still tossed to and fro. We are still trying to stabilize you. And you think that is the time I've taught you on your career in God. Everyone that Jesus called, he called them out of their schedule. Is that not true? It's not the same as full-time ministry, okay? It's not really the same. One that will explain the difference to you. But he called everybody from their schedule. Why? So that they can focus. That's why I said some people that they say that they heard of the call of God, that God told them that they should not work. I've told you before that most of them, do you know the reason why they heard that God is saying they should not work? Do you remember? Why did they hear such a voice? Because when they are working, they are not paying attention. Are you with me? If today I now start complaining that God, my work, what do you think I will start hearing too? Huh? Okay, leave the work. That means with what you are doing, if you can create time for God, it's not like work is not evil. You get that? Work is not evil. It's not bad. I understand. See, let's not go to divine call. I have seen. But by the way, as leaders, I mean dream. No, you'll be the next GO. This could be as leaders for me too. Let's just leave that. I left school for 3 years in pursuit of God. It remained small like this before that they make me. Before they threw me to one bush, go and be pastoring in one RCG parish. Then remains very small. But God wrapped my consciousness again. That calm down. Today I would have been a vast deliverance minister. Hallelujah. Praise God. So pay attention to the promptings of God. Allow him in your mind. Allow him in your thinking. In thy busy schedule, yet put God inside. Okay, it's already 9:00. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Call it our Jesus, series 2, part 1. Series 2, part 1. I mean, there is series 1. Series 1 is on edifyassembly.org. Matthew 1, 21. Series 1, rather. Let's read this together. 1, 2, go. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from there. Come on, read again. Want to go? And he shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Hallelujah. Who will save his people from their sin? What is the duty of Jesus? To save his people from their sin. That means if he cannot save his people from their sin, he does not deserve the name Jesus. We call him Jesus because of his ability to save. We call him Jesus because he is mighty to save. We call him Jesus because he is enough to save. We call him Jesus because only him can save. And glory to God, he has saved. Amen, amen. When you see the word is people there, his people, if you take it casually, you will think he's talking about Israel. Or if you have understood what we studied about Galatians chapter 3, go to verse 20, find me that 20, 27 or 28. There's neither, find that verse for the sake of our neighbor. 28? 28? Thank you. If you say that his people there only refers to the nation called Israel, then you are walking in fantasy. You are walking in... Come on, let's read Galatians 3:28 together. Ensure your neighbor is looking at his Bible. One, two, go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. Okay, let's start from 27. Come on. First, sir. Baptized in Christ. Yes. No Greek. Or female. There is neither male nor female, for you are all what one in Christ Jesus. Check John chapter 10. John 10. Find that, there's a verse I'm looking for there. Should be around verse 9. John chapter 10. Glory to God. Verse 16. Let's read 15 and 16 together. Why am I taking it slowly like this? For your comprehension. This is something I'm really going somewhere in this series. I will take it bit by bit. So if we stop at part 10 and you don't miss it, tomorrow we'll be here for the same thing. Amen. On Tuesday we'll be free. Now, John 10, verse, is it, I say where? From 16, right? 15, thank you. 15, want to go? As the Father knoweth me, even so the I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also must I bring, that them hear my voice, and there shall be, how many fold? One fold and one shepherd. Hallelujah. Say one fold. Say one shepherd. So there is no edge of the Jew over the Gentile. Why he said, other sheep I have that are not of this fold. He was talking based on his current earthly ministry. Right now, it looks like I am sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That is Matthew 10, right? But upon my resurrection, the law of enmity, right, that separated the Jew from the non-Jew, what will happen to that law? I will abolish it. I will take it away, that there may be one fold and one shepherd. Amen. Say the same Jesus is able to save all. Acts 26:17. So if he met us in our state, but couldn't rescue us from our state, then we can stop calling him Jesus. If he met us in sin and could not rescue us from sin, we can stop calling him Jesus. He is called Jesus because of that unrivaled ability to save. Hebrews 7:25 says about him that he's able to save to the uttermost them that come to God by him, because he is ever alive making intercession for them. And so if you open where Acts 26 verse 17 and 18. I love this verse. We just read it, and so now we stop this for sermon. Want to go? Please look at your Bible. I cannot help you if you are not listening and looking at your Bible. That is what church is for. Church is for listening. 17, 18. Acts 26, 17 and 18. Want to go, brethren? Yes. Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Glory to God. That they may receive forgiveness. Please write down that Greek word, aphesis. A-P-H-E-S-I-S. A-P-H-E-S-I-S. That's the Greek word of forgiveness in that place. It means that they may receive liberty. It means they may receive freedom, remission, cancellation. Liberty, freedom, remission, cancellation. That they may receive the cancellation of sins. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Say, in Christ, we have permanent payment for sins. Woo. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, O Sagati. Check Luke 24:46. Let me just read some things for you. See the way aphesis is used in the New Testament. Read that and I will be done for now. I will continue soon. Luke 24:46. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, his sufferings and his resurrection. 47. Everybody want to go? And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Now, see what he's saying. And that repentance. Now, put one of the mean that remission there is, I think that's the same Greek word, aphesis, right? Yes, that's aphesis again. Now, put another meaning for aphesis in that place. Put liberty. Put liberty. And let's read it together. Once we go. And that repentance and liberty. Once you put liberty, what will you do to the next proposition? From, right? So, let's read it again. Once we go. And that repentance and liberty from sins should be preached in his name. Let's put cancellation and let's read it again. Want to go? And that repentance and cancellation of sins might be preached in his name. Amen, amen. Looks like they are different, but they are actually the same. Acts 2:38. Repentance and deliverance from sin. Hallelujah. This is what you have in Jesus. This is what no other religion can boast about. This is what is not obtainable anywhere outside Christ. No one is bold enough to tell you that do nothing about your sin. Do you know what the atheist is doing about his sin? You know he's doing something. What do you think he's doing? He's trying not to think about it. That is something. Why? Because how are they not thinking about it? They are speaking against the man that forgives him. So we can see that they are doing something. You get that? Okay. Like nobody's on the fence that, don't worry, me, I'm a free thinker. No. If you're a free thinker, you'll be dead. Are you with me? If If your mind is empty, you will really be dead. The issue is, as they did not like to retain God in that mind. I said in Acts 2:38, and Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So when do you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost? When you receive remission of sins, the same event. It's not actually, okay, you have received remission, then God is still thinking if he will give you the Holy Ghost. Actually, the proof that he has taking away your sins is the fact that he gave you the Holy Ghost. Are you with me, brethren? Please don't get tired. Luke 4:18. Luke 4:18. Try and write down as much. Don't just write down the scripture, write down the explanation as much as you can write. It's church. It's just from some hours. And you have get home, go over it again and again, gain mastery. You can, you have phone that you can do live stream. Just go to our page, listen again, mix LR, listen again. They are all there for you. Look for 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has what? Anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance. That is forgiveness. To the captives and the recovery of sight to the blind, spiritual, to set at what? Liberty. Same Greek word. Them that are bruised. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say in Christ, we have liberty. Thank you. Acts 2:38. We have read that. Acts 5:31. I'll be faster right now. Acts chapter 5 verse 31, him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give, hallelujah, praise God, say he's the giver, say he is the giver of forgiveness, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. Acts chapter 10 verse 43, to him gave all the prophets witness. Hallelujah. Chai, checkmate. He said all the prophets gave witness to this fast that was through his name. Whosoever believeth shall receive what? Remission of sin. Amen. Say, I believe the gospel. Say, I have received permanent payment for sins. Read the next verse. Want to go? What is the next verse? Why Peter yet spake this word? What happened? The Holy Ghost fell on them. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when did you receive the Holy Ghost? When you believe that Jesus is the payment for your sin. See, Acts 13:38. This is what you preach. We don't preach self-improvement to a sinner. We don't preach performance. We don't preach make yourself better. We don't preach try and do it. We don't preach try and improve. We don't preach, don't worry, if you can make yourself better, God will like you. If the man can make himself better before Christ, then why did he need Jesus? That's the question. Then why Jesus? Come on, see. Where are we reading? Acts 13:38. Want to go? Let's read 38 and 39 together. Want to go? Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, say this man, hallelujah, we are looking at this concept in this series, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sin. Next verse, want to go? And by him, all that believe are justified from all things, from which you could not be justified. Love Moses. Hallelujah. Glory. Ephesians 1 verse 7. We are still looking at Ephesus. These are the different places that forgiveness. Forgiveness. Say nyafu, nyafu. Say in Christ is forgiveness. Nyafu, nyafu. Say we don't sell it. We give it. We preach it. What is your message? That Jesus forgives sins. Alate. Glory. Ephesians 1 verse 7. In whom we have. Say, I have. That's not how I said my own. Come on. Say, I have.
I have.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, we have redemption through his blood. That is forgiveness of sins according to his balance in his account. You get that? According to his dumb accounts. Hallelujah. According to the richness of his grace, right? Hey, hey. That means your forgiveness is according to the pocket of God. Amen. Say God. Say our God is rich in forgiveness. That's the gospel. It's not me. No, I'm sorry. No, I don't like you. Let me know. Say that. It's God. It's just I like you. And it's there. It's not my Bible. Man, where are we? Colossians 1:14. Same stuff, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Hebrews 9:22. And 10, write that down. And almost all things were by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. Then Hebrews 10:18. Now where remission of this is, there is no more offering for sin. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, write this in your notes. Forgiveness is a taking away of sin. Not just a pardon for an act. The taking away of sin. It's not just a pardon for an act. But it is a cancellation of the associated punishment. That is your God. Forgiveness is a cancellation of the associated punishment. That means Jesus dealt with both sin and the consequences of sin. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Just looking at this time. Oops. Salino, Saka, Rami, Stege, Vate, Te. Romans 3:23. Sins and its consequences. Remember how we explained this place, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That is the way the Lord will say you need redemption. 24, Romans 3:23 is actually John 3:16 of Mr. Law. You understand that? Romans 3:23 is what? The John 3:16 of who? Mr. Law. That means the Lord wants to tell you that you need a Savior. How will he tell you? You are bad. You are no good. Are you with me? Thank you. But 24 and 25, let's read together once ago. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. You know, a lot of people know Romans 3:23, they don't know 24. They knew the bad news. They don't know the good news. See, I've been justified freely by his grace through the redemption in Christ Jesus. Now, see that 25, whom God has sent forth to be a propitiation. Last year, right? Through faith in his blood, he has set forth propitiation, to be a propitiation. Last year, through faith in his blood, to declare, what's that Greek word? To declare his righteousness for the what? Remissions of sins before they are committed through the what? Forbearance of God. So, write in your notes, God already proposed from the beginning that the moral deeds of men will not be counted. Write that down. He already proposed, I think for the purpose of those who will listen to this series without listening to other series, I have to explain this 25 again. But that is a lot. What did I just say? For the pop, God has already proposed, right? He proposed or proposed? Purposed. Okay? Not proposed. Not okay? He has purposed from the beginning. His purpose from the beginning is that what? The moral deeds of men will not be counted. That is what Romans 3:25 is saying. When he was saying for the remission of sins that are past, the way that are past looks like for sins that you committed before you are born again. That's what it looks like. But by the time we analyze the Greek words very well from God's Word, God's Action Series 2, parts 5, something like that, around that, between heaven and earth, around there. So we actually saw that it was saying God has already purposed in his heart that the moral deeds of men will be forgiven before they commit them. You get that? So, even when prophets were declaring men sinners for misconduct, we see that in the heart of the Father God, such sins are not to be counted. These things I'm saying is not just a New Testament reality. It was there from the old. So the people that suffered physical consequences of sin was just because of a mediator, an enforcer, an ordainer. It was because there was a man that made them pay for their sin. It was not God. God never made anyone pay for sins in the Bible. Christ paid for the sins of men. Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalm 130. See this one in the Old Testament. So we have a God. See, I have a God. Let me see your mouth move. Say, I have a God whose character was that and is that. He doesn't count sin. Have you observed that there were lesser temple-related deaths after Moses left? Have you observed? You know the way these two sons of Aaron were just offering strange fire and just fell down and died there? Do you observe that after, when Eli, for instance, and his two sons are doing Yahuzia in the temple, you know they didn't die there? Are you with me? You cannot try that when Moses was around. So why did those two guys in Leviticus 16, why did they die? Somebody was around to make them accountable. Remember the Ananias and Sapphira case, which we have explained very well in this place? If it is God that wants to discipline them for what they did, where would they die? As you are thinking it in your heart, are you with me? As they are still planning that, okay, honey, can we just lie? Eh? God just say, eh? We think I didn't hear you. Bah! But they didn't only get to church. They dropped the money. They didn't die. Is that how much you sold it? They say how much? They didn't die. Until who? Until somebody spoke. Hallelujah. And if it is God, at least, if it is two of them that committed the sin, as this one is dying, what should happen to Sapphira? Where he is? Where she was? Just hear that she was in market. Pa! She's gone. But she got to the man of God. She didn't die. Man of God asked her, is this true? Say yes, she didn't die. He said, why have you done this? She didn't die. Until the man of God said what? The feet of those that buried your husband are at the door and shall what? Carry the earth. As she was yet hearing those words, what happened? If, don't say Holy Ghost. Yeah, it's a sad story anyway. And that should not be heard in the church. Have you observed that after them, Peter started coming down? It started coming down. In Acts 8, a man called Simon the Sorcerer, God was saying, sir, can I connect your anointing with money? Yeah? Thy money perish. Now, perish! But as he was saying it, just remember, he said, okay, repent of your piece of wickedness. Why did he tell Ananias and Sapphira to repent? That's the first question. Also, okay, maybe you have disciplined them by what? Killing them. The same thing you did in Acts 10, the way you raised Lydia back to life. Lydia, what's the name of that one? Tabitha, what's her name? Dorcas, thank you. Why not raise them back? Say, have you died now? Come back up. Now, don't do it again. They will respect you forever. But you kill them. If you can kill somebody, you rose him up. That was the ministry of Sister Peace before, right? Something like that. Give people sickness and take it again. You respect me now?
Yes.
Some of the man of God. You are an SMOG. Say, we have a ministry of righteousness. Never condemnation. Psalm 130 verse 3. I want you to read verse 3 with Henry Titus' voice, with a Thanos voice, strong voice. So you face your neighbor. You must face your neighbor. Say, neighbor. If God should this mark iniquity, will your pastor stand? If you say that, I will stand. I won't stand. Come on, if God will mark iniquity, which G-O will stand? The word shouldest mark means if God have regard for iniquity. That Hebrew. Verse 4, 1-2, go. But there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. Amen. So how does God make you fear him? By forgiving you, not by killing you. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. There is forgiveness with thee. If you combine verse 3 and 4 together, that tells you that even in the Old Testament, God doesn't count sins. He forgives sin. So the question is that, why did Jesus die then? Hallelujah. So that's what we are here for, right? Praise God. In Christ, hello. My hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, sing his solid ground. Defense and strength. What height of love?
What height of love? What
where fears are still, when striving cease,
when striving cease,
my comforter,
my all in all, here in the love of Christ, I stand.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sing in the Holy Ghost, everybody. Thank you. Shout it out in the news. Take a Okay? Jesus. All iniquities, maybe.
Jesus.
By your blood.
By your blood. You crush all iniquities.
Jesus. Yeah.
Jesus, the righteous. I am forgiven.
Say, I have the mindset of the man justified in Christ. Say, I don't have the performance mindset. Say, Jesus paid the price for my sins. I need not pay anything again. Rather, I live my life to His glory. Glory to God. Just tell your neighbor, thank you. Thank your neighbor for coming today. Thank you for the service. Not over. Thank you for coming. Ask him, do you know you are forgiven? Thank you. Be seated. Thank you. Be seated, everybody. Thank you. Service starts.